Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I would like to highlight the question about hate, threats and violence against local elected politicians. The fact that elected officials are subjected to threats, hatred and violence because of their political mission risks eroding the democratic system in several ways. On the one hand, it can become more difficult to recruit and retain politicians, and on the other hand, our open society can be negatively affected by, for example, censoring themselves. National surveys show that threats and hatred against elected women and men are increasing, and that expressions are becoming more subtle and increasingly spread through social media. And this is in all the countries all around the world. You can see exactly the same. The development indicates that the democratic conversation is moving towards a harsher tone. This can lead to more and more elected officials choosing to censor themselves or quitting their duties. This makes it increasingly important to strengthen and safeguard democracy. I would like to highlight this because this is one of the questions we are dealing a lot with within the UCLG, because we think that this is crucial for the future democracy and crucial to find new politicians all around the world. Thank you.